Welcome to the 5 a.m. call, where the best dreams happen when you are awake. This is the first step to being successful in your business and achieving the growth you desire in your life. But it doesn't have to stop here. It's why we created BAMX, our platform for you to be the professional you need to be in this uncertain market. Not articles behind a paywall that only pontificate what you should think and do, but education that actually shows you how to do what you need in today's market. Every day, we continue to add more content to BAMX and our private Facebook community. Content that works. Content that our members have exclusive access to daily. That's why over 1,500 of you in climbing have joined us in BAMX. Use code 5AM and join the thousands of agents taking their business to the next level today. Code 5AM for 10% off. See you in BAMX.
What is up, everybody? It is 5 a.m. and I'm Tom Tool calling in from right outside Philadelphia. There's this quote out there that a lot of people have said, and Tom Brady happens to be one of them. It's that the fish don't jump on the boat, right? And when you think about that, unless you're in Barbados, and you're dealing with flying fish, which is a real thing, that means you've got to, if you're a fisherman or a fisherwoman, you've got to go through the process, drop your line in the water, bait the hook, and make sure it's attracting fish, right? And for salespeople, this is probably speaking your language. So you've got to go through the process of putting yourself in a position to catch a fish. Now, there's a lot of different ways you can attract fish. You can get lures. You can try different bait. It goes on and on. But the point is, the fish aren't going to literally fall out of the sky or jump on the boat and come to you. You've got to go out and hunt. You've got to go out and be proactive. And in sales, there's this hunter versus farmer mindset, right? And then this is the same thing. When you look at the hunter model, right? So those people are typically persistent. They're hungry for success, and they're conversationalists. So being persistent means they're calling and following up. They're doing so after the interview. They're doing so after, you know, they have the initial call and trying to get the meeting. They express interest, right? They want to go out and they're being proactive. People that are hungry, they are out there, and you can't coach hunger, you can't coach motivation, but people, they want it, they're driven. You can't motivate people, they motivate themselves. And then lastly, a conversationalist, they're required to build rapport. So they know how to greet people, they give professional greetings, they smile, they know how to talk to folks, they exude confidence and positive body language, because you need someone confident and outgoing to hunt for business. So that's the hunter model. Then there's the farmer model. And, the ideal salesperson might need to be a blend of both. So, they look for ways to build rapport. They're friendly. They're engaging on the phone. They have a bright smile. They know how to come across as being friendly in an email, which is not easy to do. So then they also build rapport. They're true friends to their customers and people they're trying to work with. They are rapport-centric. And they might even meet out with folks outside of work, and that'll ensure they're always top of mind with customers and the people they're trying to connect with. And lastly, they're building relationships, right? they're getting you to like and trust them so much that you always look to them to provide solutions. And when trust and the relationship are there, repeat business becomes natural, right? So there's this debate where, you know, some people think it's better to be a hunter. Some people think it's better to be a farmer. And the reality is both of them are following that mindset of the fish don't jump in the boat, because the farmer is planting seeds. They are going through the process. They are putting seeds in the ground. They're watering them. They're cultivating them. Not that much different than fishing, but instead of reeling them in, they're supporting the growth process. The hunter, they're out there and they've, you know, loaded the bow and arrow. They've loaded the gun. They're waiting in the tree stand. They're looking for their opportunity, and they're putting themselves in a position. The whole point is it's about preparation. It's about having a plan. It's about following a documented process that delivers a predictable result. And as salespeople, as people that want to achieve things, right? High achievers don't get up at 5 in the morning, or they do get up at 5 in the morning. Low achievers don't. Make sure you correct yourself on that one. When you go through a process like this, it's about creating higher odds that you get the result you want. And the most successful will do all of it. They'll go through the fishing process, the hunting process, the farming process. There's a lot of similarities there. They use social media, the CRM, the phone, email, whatever it is. So look at these traits. See what wins and what helps people hunt, fish, and farm, and your sales pipeline will be bursting at the seams. Catch everyone tomorrow at 5 a.m.